Perfection. my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, lead me till I want no more. Fills my cup. Fill it.
Lord has done for me. I appreciate being here, and today was a great service. It was just it was a nice, if you, I'm not big on potlucks, and most of y'all probably know that, but I love a good buffet bar. You know, I love it whenever you can go there and you've got the, you know, if you go to a seafood buffet, you've got the just piles and piles of hush puppies and fish and the fries and the different fixings, and then like 9 or 10 different desserts. You know, I can get hurt, you know, going to a buffet bar like that. But today was a spiritual buffet bar. It was all out there set, and it was warm. It was just served up just right, just how I like it. And I really appreciated it. And I wanted to get up because I was reminded, just to go back through this week something happened. In today's society, there are certain things, and you never want it to happen, but now especially, there are certain things that are just really scary. Number one, if you're familiar with computers, if you think you have a virus, that'll get you. That'll make you nauseous inside. If you potentially have lost your wallet or your checkbook because of identity theft, or if you know your mail's been taken, those type of things today, they're a little bit different than they were 15, 20 years ago. 15, 20 years ago, if you lost your wallet, well, you lost the cash that was in it. And that's bad, but that's what you lost. Nowadays, you can lose so much more, and it takes so much more time to be able to get it back. Well, I'm a very obsessive person when it comes to my belongings, my wallet, my you know, keys, things of that nature. And if I don't know where they are, it really bothers me. Well, as of Tuesday, I could not find my checkbook. I looked through the house 3 times. I looked in the car. I looked in the van. I looked at my work. I mean, you name it. Everywhere I could have left it, I kept searching for it. And I could not find it. I recently recalled about Brother Mike Smith talking about his debit card, I think it was, or credit card that he had misplaced, and that God had helped him find that. And then today, whenever different ones were talking about trusting in God, and as a child going to our parent, you know, saying, hey, I want this, or I need this, and I just got to thinking about that. You know, that's something that, like I said, it was really weighing heavy on me. You know, it wasn't that I was having a bad week, but anytime I would be doing something or thinking about something else, that would always come into the back of my mind, and it would be like that sick little feeling inside thinking, oh man, at the worst, you know, best case scenario, I've got to shut down my checking account that I've had open for the last 15 years, get everything moved over, you know, the direct deposits, the automatic withdrawals, and change all that, and that's just a major hassle. And I was praying to God, and I was saying, Lord, and honestly, it wasn't until really yesterday that I really started thinking about, okay, I can't do anything about it. What am I going to do? So I already determined in my mind, Monday morning, I'm going to go and bite the bullet and do everything I need to do to get things changed over and shut that account down. And Jennifer was like, no, okay, I'll help you search, because she knows that's going to be such a difficult task to do everything. But after hearing today, and then there's just other things that have been going on in my life to make me want to really seek God more, to really, you know, talk to him, build that relationship back up and let him know, Lord, I need you. I need you so much in my life. You know, not just about some checkbook or anything like that, natural things, but I need you in my heart. I need that relationship, that strength, that strong feeling of knowing that God has everything taken care of. I just have to lay back in the Master's hands. I just have to know that he has called me. I know that. He has called me to this wonderful people, to have an opportunity at the bride of Christ. Now I just have to allow him to do that, to build that, because it's not anything within me. I want to be, like the song said today, I want to be a willing vessel. I want to be a vessel of honor. And how I can do that? I can just present myself. Just present myself a living sacrifice and say, okay, Lord, whatever circumstance, whatever avenue there is, I want to be here for you. And but I was praying today. I was like, Lord, there's two things. You know, Brother Daniels helped me with this a long time ago when he would talk about the benefits of God. You know, forget not his wonderful benefits. I was thinking, all right, Lord, you know, I'm reminding God as if, you know, he has a bad memory. He didn't have a bad memory, but, you know, I do, but I need to, you know, I'm still bringing these promises up before him. Lord, the word says you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. the word says that, you know, you'll take care of your children. You know what things we have need of before we even ask it. Well, God, I'm pointing out today, Lord, I need some help. I need you to be there for me, Lord. And there was a couple of things, and one of them was, God, I've looked everywhere for that checkbook, and I know you know where it is. And I don't care if it's at our Two Pine landfill under tons of trash right now. You could make it materialize right in front of me. You know, I mean, I know that's crazy, but you know, we serve an awesome God, don't we? Yeah. And so many times, I know I'll speak for myself, I limit God. I start putting man's limitations on my God. And my God is bigger than any limitation. There is no limitation with God. Whatever it is, he can make it happen. Now, he may not do it because maybe I need to go through the circumstance to help me grow, to help me figure something out, or to help me to die out a little bit, or to grow in him. So I was just praying that, God, help me. Now here's the thing, all right? Like I said, I had searched everywhere for that checkbook, and it was not to be found. And Jennifer doesn't even know this. But I just left my mom and dad's, and I went to my car over and over, and I was just looking in the back, and my the dry cleaner, I was going to look through that bag and go through all that, because Jennifer's like, well, maybe you left it in one of your pants or something. So, you know, I've got a big trash can. I was going to go through every bag of trash looking for that. I'm really thankful God helped me, let me find it before then. Oh, I said, Lord, you obviously got a point on this one, Lord. You know, you're trying to search the trash out of my life. What do you want me to do here, God? But he allowed me to find it. That's the thing, you know. I know it's been in there now. Now it connected up, you know. It hit up. As soon as I saw my jacket, I realized, you put it in there the other day, idiot. You know, I mean, hello, it's been there. But thank God. God, that's just it. He answered a prayer. And it was today when I prayed, when I had that sincere prayer of, God, I can't find it. I need you to find it. I need you to help me, Lord, please. Please, I need that peace, you know, and I want to thank God. I told him, Lord, because I did, I made that little, you know, the little vow to him. And you know what? I know some people aren't for fleeces, but you know, they're in the Bible. And Gideon, you know, he was king of fleeces. And you can call me Gideon Jr. if you want. But I'm okay with that, because I said, God, You know, help me find it. I will get up tonight. I will mention what Brother Mike Smith said. I will mention what others said about the small things. But let me tell you, the small things count. They help little by little to build your faith, so that one day when you do come against those larger trials, those larger tests, you can go back and you can say, yeah, but listen to this. Look what God did here for me. Look what God did here for me. I go back in my mind. I can remember whenever I had just came back to church. And I was trying to get my finances somewhere on the right page, because they weren't where they needed to be. And I like I said, I've been very, even when they weren't the best, I was very good about, you know, balancing down to the last cent. You know, I may not have but 10 cents in the bank at the time, but I knew I had 10 cents in the bank. Well, I did something wrong. I miscalculated or something, and I was short around $15. But if anyone knows who's ever had, you know, checking account, $15 can end up costing you $125. Amen. Because, you know, these guys hit you with that one fee, and then your bank says, well, wait, we want some of that, and they add another, and you're like, well, I didn't have the money in the first place. Where are you guys going to get it now? So I was scared half to death. And what was amazing to me, because I was overdrawn, in the mail the next day, was a check for that very amount of something that I had ordered and they didn't have, so they sent me my money back. In the amount that I needed it to be to put in the bank to take care of that. That's the God I serve. He shows up on time. In His time, most of the time I'm thinking, God, if I were God, I'd have been here 10 minutes earlier. But, God knows exactly when we need it. I wanted it yesterday, but God said, no, Phil, today. Today is the day, because, maybe yesterday, if I'd have found it, maybe I wouldn't have got up tonight. Maybe I wouldn't have lifted His name up. Well, I don't want that, but He knows what I need. He knows everything to help me grow, how to keep me going on this road going forward. And I want to say I appreciate God for that. I want to acknowledge these things. There's some other things that I'm seeking Him about to helping myself, my family, to be able to grow further. And the thing is, this one step helped my faith that much more. Now I want to seek Him more. I want to get on my knees and say, God, You are the same God that Moses didn't part the Red Sea. God parted the Red Sea. He's the one. God parted the Red Sea. I want to be in this aspect of Elisha, after he had received the mantle from Elijah and he was about to cross the Jordan and he had that mantle and he said, where's the God of Elijah? Bam! And it happened. I want to be able to call on those past experiences that I've went through, that I've also heard my brothers and my sisters talk about. I remember Sister Lynette Stewart talking about losing some small, little nuts and bolts that she needed for something in a grass yard, and God helping her find them. I want to pull on those experiences and give Him the glory and honor that He deserves. Is there anything else worth more honor and glory than our God? Is there anyone else? Can anyone tell me something today? Who is greater than our God? Who is more worthy to be praised? I want to remember that. And I want to lift Him up. And I'm thankful to be here. And just to show, see? It's right here. I know where it is now. I told Sister Smith, did I not tell you about that the other day? And I was missing it? I'm thankful. I'm thankful to be here. So, who needs American Express? I got God.
Give God the glory for all the things that He's doing in my life and my family's life, and thankful for the steps that we're making each day in Him, and just thankful for all the good things that He's doing in our life. And I wanted to give a testimony. I was going to give it about a couple months ago when it happened, but I had a horse that I really got attached to when my mom died, and I was going to church up in the Republic, and the guy was going to sell him to me, and then a whole bunch of different stuff happened after that, and I didn't know if I'd ever see him again, but I was really, really attached to him because of what I went through with my mom's death and my brother's death, and it was just kind of like God sent me that horse to have something to do every day. And to keep my mind off of everything till He could heal me from that to a degree where it didn't bother me anymore. And I messed around with him and broke him and rode him for probably close to a year. And then we moved from there and ended up here. And the guy kept calling me and asking me if I was going to come get him. And I kept telling him, I wasn't for sure if he could hold him just a little while longer. And finally, a few months ago, I told God, I said, well, God, I said, it looks like this probably ain't your will. And I said, whatever your will is, that's the best thing that, you know, could happen to me. Whatever you want out of this deal. I said, if you don't want me to have that horse, then I give him up. And I'd had probably four or five times that somebody told me, well, because I don't even have a horse trailer or truck or anything to get him up here, and didn't even really have a place to put him. But God knew how much he meant to me. And but the Lord meant more to me, I guess, is what I'm saying. And I told God, like I said, I said, Lord, if that's not your will, then I just give him up. I'll call him and tell him to just go ahead and sell him or get rid of him or whatever he needs to do. Because the guy that was keeping him for me has about 15 horses, and he got real sick the last year and a half. Just all kinds of stuff happened to him. It was one thing after another. And the last thing that happened is a tornado hit his barn. So he really couldn't keep him any longer. And he's a stallion on top of that, so it's not like he can just let him run out with all the mares and stuff. But finally, after four or five people telling me they had get a horse trailer, they had one, or this or that, and me just, you know, thinking, well, it must not be his will. After I did that, I think it was like the next Friday, I met this guy. He came to work for me, and he didn't work out working for me, but his parents own a quarter horse farm. And the week after I met him, he told me that he would talk to his dad and see if they could take me up there to get my horse. And I really didn't know where I was going to keep him either, but I'd met another guy that had a bunch of land, and he didn't even live out at the house anymore. And I called him and asked him if I could keep him out there, and he told me I could keep him out there. So the next weekend, after this kid said he'd ask his dad, he called me and said that we could go get him. And we went up and got him and brought him home. And it's pretty awesome. I've had him about 3 months now. I'm getting ready to bring him out of my house, which I don't have a really big place, but I got a place that'll work until we figure something else out. But it just goes to show what I got out of it is when you put things in God's hands, he knows what's best for you. You know, in the future, I may not even have him, but the whole point to it is it does let you know how much God cares about you, and that he does hear our prayers, and he does listen, and he does have our best interest in mind. And the funny thing about it is different people, you know, like I met this guy that built my walls, and he told me four or five times, he's like, you know, I'll get a horse trailer, and this guy has one, and every time it just wouldn't work out. And his truck was kind of crappy, and I was thinking, man, what if his truck broke down and all that? But this kid that took me up there, he had a two-year-old F-350 four-wheel drive extended cab. And it was a Lariat, King Lariat or whatever you call it. So I not only got to go get him, but I got to go get him in the best truck that you could ride in to get a horse. And then second of all, they didn't just pull a little bitty old horse trailer. They took their horse trailer that has their farm name on it and all that, all the way to Missouri just to get my horse. And they didn't charge me anything except for the gas on top of that. So, I mean, it's like amazing, you know, how much God cares about us, because I thought, that just to me shows how much he cares, you know. He didn't just take me up there in some little beat up truck with a one horse trailer behind it so I had to worry. He took me up there in style. And that's how our God does things. He takes care of us. So I'm really thankful for that. I'm really thankful for the love that God shows us and how much he does care about us. And I'm thankful that he shows us each day more and more as we put our trust in him a little bit more each day that is the right thing to do. And that he will not let us down. And of course, I know that not every situation is going to work out like that, to my favor, as I would call it. Because sometimes he may say, well, you know, that's the best thing, and that's what I want for you, son. And I'm going to honor that too, though. Because ultimately, I know that if I keep my trust in God, that is what's going to help me to make it in the long run. So I'm very thankful to be here today. I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters and my family that I have in Christ here. I was thinking about that today, how this truly is our family. Just to think of our brothers and sisters in here and how much we mean to each other as far as encouragement and seeing each other during the church services. And like what Brother Michael said, it's not this building that makes us the church. It's what's inside of us, each of us as an individual, which makes up the body of Christ. So I'm very thankful that we're all part of this and that we're all rooting for each other and pulling for each other, and that we can put our differences aside and our different personalities aside for one common thing, which is to serve Jesus Christ.
Thanksgiving and thanks is evidently what's on everybody's heart tonight, and it seems like it's been real simple things too, especially with Brother Fisher's talk about just praying for something that you've lost or a need and when he started talking, it reminded me of a time that, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to tell it again, but Sister Inez and I used to go walking at this really nice place, but it was secluded, and it was for walking, and other people would be there, you know, for most of the time there'd always be somebody there. We went every day, you know, usually at least Monday and Tuesday and Thursday and Friday and even some Saturdays, and we'd always had a good time and always had a good experience. But one day we were there walking, and we really hadn't seen anybody else. There may have been somebody that was really lagging a lot farther behind. And when you made this big loop back in there, there was a man sitting in the back there. And you got this feeling. It was just like, you know, you just didn't feel secure, you know, being two single women. And we kept making that walk, you know, and every time I was on alert, and Sister Inez and I was talking, and she was like, if he comes after us, I'm out of here. And I'm like, well, you'll outrun to me. I was going to put my back to your back, and we was going to win here, you know. But we enjoyed the walk is what we enjoyed so much, was it was just so pretty out there, and it was so serene, you know, and it was like, so we made that loop one more time, and I was like, Lord, I really don't want to quit this walk, but something's just like, we didn't need to make that walk back around there again, you know. We really hadn't ran into anybody else, and so we kept walking. I was like, Lord, I really don't want to leave. And about this time, we turned another little old curve, and here comes this man in this huge dog. I mean, this dog was, he had to have been a Great Dane or something. He was huge. And when we made that loop around there again, there was no man. And I thought, you know, God answered the prayer. But then my prayer after that was, is I would like to see that dog again, just to pat that dog on the head and let him know that he had done a service for the Lord. That, you know, dog didn't understand. The man was definitely clueless. And it wasn't but just a couple of times later that we went out there for our walk, and we made that walk around, and we seen that man and his dog again, you know. And I thought, how simple. That was the simplest little thing that you could ask for. You know, we were walking for our health and walking for the enjoyment and walking for the fellowship of the Lord and just enjoying his nature. But you knew, you know, there was just this feeling. I couldn't believe she was going to run off and leave me, because I was going to put my back to her back and we was going to win. You know, But I often, you know, and every now and then my mind goes back to just that simple little experience that God can give, you know. And Sister Clark was talking today about praying for her business. And sometimes I think God is so big that I forget that if I just pray for some of the most simplest little things that may not mean a hill of beans to you, but to me they're important, God answers. And that day, it just, Brother Fisher, you took my mind back to the dog. You know, and I mean, you know, and I'm not a dog person. I love dogs. I love your dogs, and I want you to enjoy them. And I can come to your house, and they can jump all over me, and they can leave all their hair all over me and everything, and I'm happy. But I never in my life thought I'd be, you know, I was asking God, Lord, send us a miracle here. We want to keep walking. And my miracle was this huge dog, and the man was no longer there. But I just thought, Lord, help me to be more simple-minded with my needs, you know, because like I said, I can think it's, you know, it's a big deal to God, and it's not. It's a big deal to me. And if I'll just simplify it, then God answers, and just making it easy.
The big things, but we are to be appreciative of the little things that the Lord does for us. Of course, I'm not doing away with the big things, because I know that a big miracle, I've heard people talk many times, and I feel like that I've had a miracle in my life, because as most of you know, I had a aneurysm of the brain about 7 years ago and almost died, and I come through it fine, and to me that was a big miracle. But then again, the Lord wants us to be appreciative of the small things, to see Him in the small things. Sometimes it's easy to see Him in the big things, but it's hard to see Him in the little things. But I felt to tell this before, but I didn't. I thought, well, you know how the enemy will talk to, oh, well, they don't care nothing about hearing that. You know, I told y'all about how that had a little hole in my purse, and I lost all those things. Now, I know, as Sister Ann said, that probably don't mount to roll of pins to you people, but it sure did to me, because I was losing my car keys, my expensive ballpoint pen that had been given to me, and different things. They just disappeared. And then I was started home one night, and the sweetest little voice said to me, said, look in your purse. You might have a hole in it. Just a sweet little voice, didn't sound very loud, and Harlan was, we were just right out here driving home. I thought, oh yes, I will, like that. I did. I talked to myself like, I'll talk to myself anyway. And I tell you, I give myself the answers that I want me to have. Sometimes it don't always happen that way. But anyway, I couldn't hardly wait. I grabbed my purse, and boy, I put my hand down in there, and there was that little hole, and I run my finger all around, and there was all of those things that I had lost. And I said, oh, Harlan, Harlan, Harlan. I said, I found him. I found my things. He said, found what? I told him. But anyway, I was reminding you of that. And I know that that's just a small thing. But I'll tell you, it was big to me, because I worried about those things. Because my car keys, of course, Harlan had his car keys, but I wanted my keys. They belonged to me. So anyway, this, and I'm going to tell you about not long ago, for 1 year, we was fixing to go on a trip. And my father, before he passed away, he had an expensive pocket watch. You know, used to, they carried the pocket watches. Of course, my dad always carried a pocket watch. Well, he gave this watch to Harlan, and it's an expensive watch. And so we was going on this trip, and of course, we haven't had anyone to break in our house, but there's people breaking in around. And so I thought, well, I'm going to take this and put it up, put it somewhere else, because I wouldn't want no one to get it. And so But what I did, I took it from where it was at and put it in a bag, and I put it under the bottom in this box. Well, see, I forgot about that. And so a year passed. When I come back, well, I hunted for it, and well, I forgot what I had did with it. I forgot. I do have senior moments, and I forgot about it. And so later, I thought, now I need to find that. I need to look that up. I started hunting for it. I didn't know where in the world that I had put it. I couldn't think, and so I thought, well, I need to clean out my chest drawers, dresser drawers, everything like that. I'm gonna clean house. And I knew, I felt like it was in our bedroom. And so I started cleaning. I took everything out of drawers. I cleaned everything. I couldn't find it anywhere. And I was like Brother Fisher said. I said, now, Lord, I know that you know where that's at, and you can tell me. Because I said, you told me that I had a hole in my purse, and I did. I had it. And I found out that you told me the truth about it, which I didn't doubt him anyway. But anyway, I prayed about it. I'd go to bed at night. I'd wake up during the night. I'd think about that. I could not go to sleep. I'd get up and I'd sit up and I'd pray. And I thought, Lord, I want to find that because that was my dad's watch. And I want to know where it's at, you know. And so anyway, time rocked on and rocked on. And I prayed and I prayed. And days passed and days passed. And I thought, well, no use cleaning anymore because I've done cleaned all of the drawers. And I've just turned this bedroom upside down and cleaned it up, and it's nowhere. I'm saying, Lord, where is that at? Where is it at? No. And I mean, I just really almost panicked because I wanted to find it. And so, do you know what? The Lord could have just said, okay, it's so in certain place. No. And but he didn't do that. But you know what he did? He gave me a dream. One night I dreamed that to go look to where I had it at. And I you know how you talk back to yourself like that? I thought, now I've done look there and I know it's not there. Just like my purse, you know. I went through my purse and I couldn't find it. I didn't know that hole in the lining and all. But anyway, I talked back to this. Well, I didn't go look then. And I kept on praying and all. But then as I say, I had the dream. And I woke up and I thought, now that's funny. Why didn't the Lord tell me where this at? Here, I've had a dream. But I thought, well, it's probably just a dream. You know how you talk back to yourself and all. So anyway, I thought, well, okay. I talked to myself again. I said, okay, I'm going to go look. I'm just going to go look. And I thought, again, like Brother Fisher said, I hated to look because I was afraid I'd be disappointed and I'd have all that to go through again. And I thought, Lord, I done lost enough sleep. I've just, night after night, I would wake up and I could not go to sleep because any little thing like that bothers me. It's just like I read a little deal this week said, worry is like rocking in a rocking chair. You don't go, it gives you something to do, but you don't go nowhere. And I thought, that's me. But anyway, I thought, well, okay. This morning that I was in my bedroom, I thought, I was thinking about it again. I thought, oh God, I wish I could find it. I just wish I could find it because it bothers me to lose anything. I don't care how little or how big it is. I don't like to lose nothing. I like things where I can put my hands on. So anyway, I thought, okay, I'm just going to go look. So I went and looked. And I looked in this box, and I thought, well, I'm going to take everything out here, and I'm just going to see if this feeling that I've got, if that's it. So I dug down under there, and I opened up a little bag, and there was that watch. I'll tell you what, I about had a conniption. I was so happy, I thought, oh, God, thank you. And then I repented to the Lord that, you know, he's trying our faith. If we can have faith for the little things, then we can have faith for the big things. And I really repented to the Lord that I didn't go ahead and trust him and think, okay, Lord, you give me this dream. I'm going to go do what you told me to do and all. And but I tell you what, I was so happy. I was so thrilled. And you would have thought I had found $1 million. I was just so happy. And so to me, that is it's just a lesson that it's fine for the, I've heard lots of people talk, especially ministers, talk about great healings and great things that God has done and the great miracles and all like that. But you know what? When he does a little thing, that is something that we need to stop and think about, because after all, that is great. That is great too. And we should look at that. I mean, this is the way I feel, that we should look at that just as precious as if he moved a mountain for us. So I really got a lesson out of that, and I really repented to the Lord that I didn't act upon that dream, because I thought, and that dream was just as real as it could be. I dreamed that I went and looked at this place, exactly where I went, and there was the watch. And when I went and looked, there it was. So I tell you, God is a wonder. He is a wonderful God. And there's no telling. If we would just be obedient to him, no telling what God would do for us. Because I mean, tell you, the many things that he done in the Bible, I was reading the other night about how that he, the Red Sea, opened up the Red Sea, let the waters go back. And then I heard someone say it a few years ago that God didn't do that, that he didn't raise that water up and let the children of Israel pass across. I thought, well, read your Bible. You'll find out that it happened like that. But people is so... I don't know what to say about them. They just don't really understand things like they should. But anyway, God is so real and so great. All the wonderful things that he can do. If he created this world and all it's in, look, he can do anything. So tonight, I just praise him. I thank him for the little things, not just for the big ones. But I'll tell you what, I thank him for the little things too. So God is so real.
I'm thankful tonight, and it makes me feel good to see Brother Phil Fisher find his checkbook. And he was worried about saying something about identity theft. I thought to myself when he said that, I said, I ain't really worried about identity theft. If they got anything, they ain't got nothing. So I ain't worried about too much of identity theft on myself, but at least he found his checkbook. But speaking of getting something, I lost something about 8 years ago. And today, we was just playing around on the computer and found someone that I thought might have been dead. They're very much alive. And the things I lost 8 years ago, they still had in their on their computer. And I thought, man, there's a fourth of that little section of something I've been researching for years that I got those pictures back. And I thought, man, I thought I'll never see those pictures again. But, you know, I've got those pictures. Today I got those pictures. So I'm thankful I got my pictures that really wasn't mine, but they belong to my kids. And I thought, man, you know, I thought my kids would never see those pictures. But I just clicking along, and all of a sudden on the internet, would you believe it, Facebook? I found it on these pictures on Facebook, and I thought, thank you, Lord. 8 years of thinking, it's gone. It's way gone. Now I've got it back. And now, this time I'm going to pull a smart one. I'm going to put it on disk, copy it, and get another disk and copy that so I won't lose it. So I'm thankful for that. But one time, Mom had a goldfish, and it was about to lay on its side. And Sister Weininger's already laughing because she knows part about the story. Her little sister, Susie, saw my mom's goldfish dying. And then all of a sudden, Sue prayed for this little fish. Next morning, it wasn't dying, just swimming a lot along. Now, it's dead now. It's been 20 years, but still. At that time, we thought we had a dead fish. And just think, I know some of y'all don't know of her, But as for us old fogies of the Little Rock Church, Sister Dodge, she had a refrigerator. So thank you for us senior folks of this church. She had a refrigerator. It was going out of whack. I forgot the whole story. I was a kid at the time, so, you know, a little kid. Okay. And her refrigerator was going out. She prayed for it, and all of a sudden her refrigerator got fixed by the faith of God. There was times I had a 1980 Cadillac. Oh, I was embarrassed to have that thing at that time, because every time I'd turn it on and turn it off, it'd start smoking, and I thought, I mean, it went against my crawl at times to see that thing smoking like it did. There was times I had to put my hands on that Cadillac just to get it started in the mornings. So, I mean, if it wasn't for the little things, as we all say, you know, and the pictures I just got back today that I hadn't had for 8 years, I mean, those little things, then maybe if we'd thank God for those little things, those micro things, as some people might look at it, then we might get some of the bigger things. I know some folks around here might not be aware of it, but my mom broke her leg off back in 77. She used to wear, have you ever seen those handicap braces around people's legs? She used to wear a brace along right here. Well, they don't sell it on camera, so it ain't going to work. But she had a brace on her leg and would have steel rods on the side of it, and then had to have those nasty-looking, corrected-looking shoes on the side. But I can't remember what meeting, but she went to one of our church meetings. Went to that meeting and didn't even have her leg on her mind at that time. They laid their hands on her. She don't wear a brace today. She don't wear a brace today. And I might have a little limp now, but who knows what will happen. Maybe God's saying, okay, you got to go through your little period of waiting, because I'll tell you this about God. He's not like man. He don't have instant coffee, instant food, instant this, instant that. He says yes, no, and wait a long while. So that's how I feel about sometimes. You got to wait a long while. But as long as you get the results, it's good. And then I'll be healed one of these days again. Maybe I'll be thankful when I can race Brother McGowan again, because he's the fastest runner in here. Or he was. I bet you can still jump over a lot of things. But he used to jump over. He was our high jumper for one time. But thank the Lord for where we can go. I remember one time, it was in the old church. I know I couldn't do it in this church. But a couple of our brethren would jump on top of the pulpit and jump over it. I don't know what instigated me one night, but remember that night I jumped over the pulpit? it wasn't as high as this one, but I got the inspiration to jump over that pulpit. And remember that time, we're talking about remembering times. Remember the time when God put a little humbling on us? And we got a little piece of newspaper or whatever kind of paper it was, and we was beating that Bible stand. Just that little bit of faith and that little bit of humility that had helped us out a big while, you know. I mean, all the little things that helped us out over the years. And who knows? Some of the things that's happened in Republic we don't even know about, but we'll learn. So I'm thankful. Yeah, that's the best way to get me, you know. You know, I'm a person that I can't stay in one place. I like to move around. I like to at least look at the crowd, look at the whole thing, see where everything's coming from. So I don't just look one direction. That's why we should have a fourth camera over there. But I'm thankful that we are here in the body of Christ and thankful for what little things we get and what little things we're going through. If it, you know, as I've always said in the past, this church is no stronger than the weakest link. And if I'm the weakest link, we could break. I want to see how strong our links all link together and become a real extreme, super strong link that nothing can break what's going on here, and keep it going and keep it surviving and getting stronger. And I was well pleased. I'm sorry I missed. But the kids came home from church today, and Natalie said, "I got two blessings." And I thought, well, thank you, Lord. I want to hear that. You know, and I thought, my dad, he needs to get a little blessing too. So he was here to get a blessing. So if we all get enough faith and get enough strength in God, the person that's right now, she's deaf, she can't hear, she complains about her feet, maybe we could all get back in church real good again and be strong. Let me see, as the United States always said, united stand, divided we fall. So if we all work in the church together and unite and get stronger and stronger, who knows? We're going to take on Little Rock. We're going to take on North Little Rock. We're going to take on Jacksonville. We're going to take on Lone Oak. We're going to take on, well, ain't no Mapleville around here. We're going to take on all the rest of the metropolitan area, this area. I want to see this church grow that I'm going to have to look for Brother Tally in a crowd. I want to see where I have to look for Brother Tally in the crowd. I want where you guys would have to look for me in the crowd, and I want to be hard to find because I like to hide. I want you guys where you have to look for me in the crowd because you know how I am here. I like to sneak around the back route to get to those chairs. I limp now. It's a little hard to get through here sometimes when I'm going through horns and all that kind of stuff. And I know how expensive they are. And see, Brother McGowan put a respect for the horns, not to be stepping on. Because I remember, here's another memory. We used to have the gravy lady. Oh, she was a beautiful lady. I forgot what her real name was, but there was the gravy lady. She got a good old blessing, and all of a sudden she flipped over, and it was Paul David's trumpet. Smack. And how flat was that? It was not usable again. But I mean, see, that's why you get to be when you're a body of Christ brat. You get to tell all these old stories from when you was a kid. But I'm thankful. I've been in the band since I was 15. There have been times I might have been, you know, but I've been there. I've been there. And I might put Brother McGowan through a lot of training. I know Robert and I did, maybe. But maybe that, if y'all younger members ever get in the band, you'll at least thank one of us older senior members of the band for why he's got mercy on you. Because it's us younger ones, we trained him. I trained him well. And I'm thankful. And I'll be thankful when I see some of my peers that I grew up in the church with. I'd like to see them back. And I'm wanting to see this church grow. I want to see it grow so big that they'll say, uh-oh, we got the church on Asher. I mean, now I'm going ancient history. The church on Colonel Glenn. We got the church on 12th Street. Got the church on Roosevelt. We got the church over here. We got the church over there. We don't have to have, we can do better than the Catholics. They have dioceses. We can't, if they can do it, why can't we? That's how I am. That's my attitude. If they can do something, why can't we? Because if you live in a certain diocese or a neighborhood, that's where you go to church. And that's how it is. If you know anything, yeah, we do have somebody who has a little experience with that after I thought about it. I used to pick on Robert because he came from a Catholic church. Not pick on him, but because he knew of what diocese and all that kind of stuff was. And by the way, I've contacted R.A. or Robert Hughes over Facebook. So that's someone I want to see come back to church. Because, hey, he was a better trumpet player than I was. And I'm just thankful for growing up here and learning about the little things and learning how to humble ourselves with paper, how to, you ain't going to see me jump over nothing for a while, but the things that we all went, I even remember when everyone was messing up people's hair. Back when we were younger, we used to wear a little bit longer hair. We didn't wear crew cuts. You could mess up people's hair. I can still have my hair messed up. Brother McGowan's can still be messed up. But we used to, there was even Brother Deal, he had to, when he talked, he'd have to mess up his hair just to get himself ready for a church or get himself ready. But those little things, just those little things. And we need to know about the holes in the purses. We need to know about the dogs. We need to even know about how to get a little horse down here. Need to have a checkbook. Keys and cars and pictures. If it wasn't God. And Brother Leniger, he used to tell about experiences when he'd go through his warehouse and just hum, and all of a sudden, there it is. So finding the things that we could, I prayed a lot of prayers about my keys because I forget where I put them. And I'd say, Lord, where's them keys? Yeah, I'd like to see them materialize. Just, oop, there they are. But no, God would at least show me where to find my keys. I'd like those materialized, just materialize my hand. Okay, and I'd go, you know, it ain't going to happen. But I thank the Lord for all the little things that I've gone through in life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the Lord.
So much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He has done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. I'm